You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
You humans age like cheese. Cottage cheese.
And Daryl.
It is important to master the moon, and not let it master you.
Greetings and welcome to episode 156 of the Training Dummies podcast, recorded for you on February 22nd, 2017. My name is Rob, and I'm out of shape, like pretty bad. And I think it's time that we got to do something about it. Daryl, what do you think?
Yes, we've been doing it somewhat since the beginning of January. Our guild has kind of gone into a team crab fit, we're calling it. But now that we're a month and a half out, we need to refocus, I think.
I think so, because what we did, if you guys remember back in, what was it, probably in October, we talked to Dave Screwy. We brought him on the show, and we talked about kind of trying to get in shape for BlizzCon. And, you know, there's a lot of, I got a lot of really good feedback from that show. But I think, like, what we're trying to do, you know, is you're turning the corner, you're getting a little bit older, you still love the game, but sitting in the chair all the time doesn't do you any favors. So what we did tonight was we found a good, positive, awesome person on Twitter and wanted to reach out to her because she is kind of specializes in the fitness arena. And so if we could have a warm Training Dummies welcome for Miranda.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it.
I'm happy to be here.
So we'll get to know you a little bit. In case anybody is not one of your 50 bajillion followers on Twitter, then maybe they will be. But and then we'll get into a little more fitness talk. But before we do that, how?
Okay.
I know you are playing Warcraft. So how about this? When, what, where, how did you start playing? And what is your current main character?
I started playing I think it was 2012, like spring or so, 2012. Cataclysm had been out for a little while, and my husband Odin Omen, you probably follow him on Twitter too, he started playing about a year earlier, and I found myself always kind of peeking over his shoulder when he was playing, and I just got really interested. I'm like, God, that looks really fun. I had never played an MMO game like that before, and I haven't really, at that time, I hadn't played much of anything other than like Wii in a long time. So I was like, I just need to do this. I need to play this with him. So I jumped in and started playing in 2012. And my main is a very adorable undead priest named Dinkle. And she was my first character, and she's my favorite. So I don't really play a lot of alts other than, you know, I'll start an alt, you know, and just play it for a few levels just to, you know, have some of the other experiences, you know, in the game. Like I don't really know and see a lot of the Alliance stuff. So I started a little gnome, you know, a few weeks ago, and just kind of ran around and had some fun with her for a little bit. But I always come back to my Dinkle.
Well,
and it's a very appropriate name because I tell you, I'm not a great player. I'm always like running into things and falling off of things. So, you know, her name is super appropriate.
That's perfect.
What is the origin of the name Miranda, or Miranda Blue, as it is on Twitter?
Good question. Okay, well, actually, I was going to be named Miranda in real life. And my brothers, I were, you know, older. They're much older than me. They were teenagers when I was born. So they talked my mom into naming me Karen. So Karen is my real name. This is the first people I've ever told that to. So this is a big moment. So I should have been named Miranda. I was supposed to be named Miranda. So I went with Miranda, and Dinkle has blue hair. So Miranda Blue, it just kind of came together.
Okay, there you go.
So it's not super epic, but you know, it's kind of fun.
That's awesome. What would you say is your most fond memory in or because of gaming?
Oh gosh, probably going back to, you know, the good old arcade days, you know, back in the days with my friends. I'm an 80s kid, so, you know, arcades were popping up in shopping centers all over the place. So I just remember one opening up in this grocery store strip center that was down the road, and we all piled in the car. Our parents took us, and it was crazy. It was loud. It was awesome. Everything was just so great. I loved it there. And so I was like, oh, Mom, you've got to take us to the arcade. It was so great. And then, of course, you know, the next step was, you know, talking her into my mom into getting me, you know, that Atari for Christmas, yeah. You know, like back in 82. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Pac-Man, Centipede, Pitfall. I mean, those were just the greatest.
Awesome.
Back at, and so, you know, and so you I wish, you know, I could play those games now, but, you know, I don't have that Atari anymore.
You know what? I think my brother still has our Atari.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know if it actually still works, but I'm pretty sure he still has it, which is kind of amazing.
You can buy those. You can buy the little systems now that it's basically like you just plug it into your TV and it just looks like the old controller and everything is, you know, right there in your hand. Those still work.
Yeah, I think they're like preloaded already with some games.
Mm-hmm. What would you say is your favorite Blizzard title?
Probably World of Warcraft. I mean, this is the one I always go back to. I dabble and play Hearthstone every now and then if I just want to just relax and, you know, just kind of sit back and play. And then we play Diablo on PlayStation, Odin and I, you know, when we just want to chill on the couch and have some fun. But I'll take breaks from playing WoW, and then I always come back to it. So I have a lot of fun. I think the thing I love the most about it is that you can just do whatever you want. So, you know, it doesn't, mm-hmm. whatever you're in the mood for, if you're in the mood to quest, yeah. you can quest. If you're just in the mood to go sit and fish, you could just go sit and fish. So, yeah. I mean, it's something for everybody. And I think that's like that, what the real magic of that game is.
So have you gotten into any of like the Warcraft in-game stuff, like the raiding or any of that?
No, I'm most of the time I'm pretty much a lone ranger playing by myself. So I just kind of get in there and do what I feel like. So I don't really raid. There's so much in this game that I've not gotten around to doing, you know, and I don't have like a guild or a group of friends that I run around with. So, and I think I'm a little intimidated to try like the looking for group feature because, you know, I'm not a great player. My gear is lame. I mean, you know, her name's Dinkle for a reason. So I don't know that I would be the best teammate. So I just kind of do my thing.
Well, if you ever are wanting to run some stuff, even the group finder stuff, let me know. I'd be happy to help you run through some of that.
Awesome. Awesome.
What would you say your favorite thing about Legion is so far?
Oh, gosh, so far, I was really late to the party downloading. Like I said, I'll take breaks for a while and then come back to it. So I think it was like late last year before I finally downloaded it. So I still have so much to see and do in the game. I mean, I'm like, seriously, I'm still level 102, guys. So I got so far to go. But what I do like about the game, you know, I like the energy that seems to come back, you know, with the game expansions, and people get excited and it gets busier. There's more people on the server. And I just think, you know, it's fun to watch Twitter light up or Twitch light up with more people streaming and that sort of thing. So, and I like that Dalaran is kind of the home base because it's really nice there.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a throwback there too. A lot of people have all those memories of Wrath of the Lich King and some of the older content there.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, do you have any bonus questions?
No, I'm looking forward to this to the healthy gaming discussion.
All right.
This is Binkenstein, and you're listening to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
All right. If you have any questions or comments, or just want to find out what we're doing, we're active on Twitter at Training Dummies. Rob is at Rob Copeland, and myself, Daryl, is now at Daryl_TTD. I did take Rob's suggestion last week. Since I no longer play Hend, or that I do, it's rarely, I've changed my Twitter. So anyway, on to healthy gaming, healthy living, all that kind of good stuff. Where is a good place to start?
Well, I mean, gosh, there's a lot of things that we can all work on to, you know, kind of healthify our gaming experience, so to speak. But, I mean, really, I would say If you went away with nothing else, I would say my number one tip would be to take breaks and stand up and move around. It's really important to get up and move around at least like every hour and a half. Your body just needs it, you know? And I mean, and I know because, and I'm guilty of it too. You know, once you can start having fun, and before you know it, like 3 hours have passed, your feet are numb. I mean, your body, all of a sudden you're like, hey, oh my gosh, I'm miserable. What's going on? Oh, it's because I've been in this chair for, you know, the last 3 hours. So you've got to take breaks. So, you know, setting some kind of little something, if you have a smartwatch or, you know, your phone, something to ding or light up and say, hey, get up, you know, it's time. So, I would say that's the absolute number one tip, healthy gaming tip.
I noticed a lot of times after I put the kids to bed, like, you know, I'll come and park it. And then next thing I know, I'm like, gosh, man, I'm ready for bed. And I look down and it's, you know, it's 3 or 4 hours later and I haven't moved. And yeah, you kind of feel dumpy and like, just like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's you wouldn't think that playing video games would be so taxing on your body, but you really get into it and you're using a lot of upper body muscles and your posture is really involved. And I mean, you can really start to feel it. So yeah, by that time that third hour rolls around, like I'm halfway slouched out of my chair and my posture is just gone. So you got to get up.
Right.
Well, I think for a lot of us, we work desk jobs too. So,
yes.
You know, I spend the day at work sitting in a chair and I get up when I need something, which is sometimes not at all, you know, like, or I'll get up because I'm thirsty or, you know, it's time for lunch or something, you know, and like you can spend, you know, 12 hours of your day sitting in a chair. And I guess yeah. I forget how important it is to take those breaks.
It is. I know working, that's an excellent point, because most of us do work at a desk, work in an office, mm-hmm. and I have an app. It's called Stand Up, and I have it set to make some crazy sound on my phone every hour to remind me to get up and go move around. Because if I don't, it's the same thing. If I'm working, I'm going to be miserable if I don't get up and move around. So that's an excellent app.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm looking that up right now. I think I tried to do one of the standing desks at my work, but the area that I'm sitting is, and the way, you know, I've got a computer with like three monitors and all these cables and all these other things, and it's like just wasn't going to work. So I just need to find a way to, you know, make myself stand up, do something.
Yeah. And so it's nice too to just move away from your desk for 2 to 3 minutes mm-hmm. and just go walk around and just, you know, give your eyes a break, everything. And just then when you come back, you know, your blood's pumping and you're ready to get back to it.
So by us having a break during raid every hour, we're actually promoting the health of our raiders. This is good stuff.
That's right.
This is good stuff. I like it.
You know, I actually need to take, because half the time I don't take that break. I sit there and we stay in voice and we joke around and we chat and we wait for everyone to come back and get ready. And, you know, I just take the break, I guess, man.
That's right. And if you still want to talk, just everybody stand up and do like 20 jumping jacks while you, you know, reminisce.
Well, my daughter's bedroom is right underneath the office and she'll be sleeping at that time. I don't think that's a good idea. But I like
probably
the idea.
Not, probably not.
I'll have to modify it, maybe.
Yeah, you're going to practice your river dancing.
That's right. You can do some arm circles. There's something, you know.
There we go.
Something, yeah.
Nice. So you have on here living life like a series of quests. So what is that about?
Well, you know, basically we go through our gaming, you know, especially in a game like WoW, we're questing. And we're taking a character and we're leveling it up, you know, over a period of time. So we don't go from level 1 to 100 overnight. Well, maybe some people do, but I know I don't, but you don't go from 1 to 100 overnight in game. So we have to treat our health and our lifestyle changes the same way. So you just have to think of your health goals like quests and just kind of break them down into things that are manageable. And, and when you complete it, you feel happy about it and excited, and then you're ready to move on to the next quest. And that, to me, that helps make things seem more manageable, more doable, and it keeps you motivated because instead of making some crazy giant goal that seems like you're never going to get there, 100 seems very far away. But if you just are like, you know what, I just need to get to 10. I'm going to feel great if I can just get to 10. Mm-hmm. Then that's how you have to think of your health and your lifestyle.
So if you take something like, I'm just going to apply this to myself. I want to lose a little bit of weight here. And typically I've had no problem losing weight, and I've had even less of a problem finding it again. But so we're just going to take weight loss. So if that's my goal, then I want to break that down into a series of manageable things that I can do day by day and hour by hour then, right?
Yeah. For me, because, you know, I'm smaller now, and I feel better, and I'm more fit than I was in my 20s, and I'm in my 40s now. So for me, it's been a journey, and focusing on small changes or quests over time is what worked for me. So for example, say you're a terrible eater, because I was a really picky eater for the majority of my life. Mm-hmm. And so swapping one unhealthy food at a time for a healthier food. So let's say that every day I ate potato chips at 3 o'clock. Well, my quest is that for 2 weeks at 3 o'clock, I'm going to eat an apple instead of potato chips. And everything else I'm going to eat that day is going to be the same old whatever I normally eat. But at 3 o'clock, I'm not eating potato chips. I'm eating the apple. And I'm going to do this for, you know, a week or two. And then it's going to become habit. I'm going to start to look forward to that apple and how the apple makes me feel. And then I'm going to find something else in my day to swap. So then I've got two swaps, you know, so just doing it in small steps, because I don't think that most people can just go 100% cold turkey, throw out everything in the fridge and pantry, and then load it up with broccoli and call it a life. I don't think that that is something. First of all, it's no fun, because you do want to have good food and enjoy yourself. So, you know, but taking those small steps is definitely what worked for me. And then also the next thing was really focusing on portion sizes. So like, and a lot of that has to do with what you eat your food on or with. So like thinking of, you know, picking out your plates is like choosing your weapon at the start of a game. You need the right weapon to be successful. So I went from eating off of, you know, your normal dinner size plate, and I made my dinner plate the salad plate. And, you know, look, trust me, when you see like what you should be eating, a normal portion that's good and healthy and reasonable and filling, if you put that on a large plate, oh God, it looks pitiful.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I get to eat. But if you put it on the salad plate, you're like, yeah, I got a nice plate of food. So you're tricking your brain. And then when you're finished eating it, you're going to be like, you're going to be satisfied. So, I mean, you know, our brains, we can outsmart our brains. So doing things like that is how you get there.
So you think a bit of a key to success then is not just this massive overhaul where you're putting yourself into shock and feeling like you have a regret and you're hungry and you want all the things, you know, like rather like just saying like, okay, I'm not like, I'll go from like just eating whatever, just like being a human garbage can to like all of a sudden, okay, no carbs, no sugar, no nothing. And let's do this. Yay. And like, I can make it work because like you're saying, I can out stubborn myself. I can just do it. But like, I find myself not wanting to do it long term, you know?
Exactly. Like, exactly. And that's why I call it lifestyle design, because you don't have to do it right now. You can enjoy the process. You can design your healthy lifestyle over a long period of time. I've been designing my healthy lifestyle, you know, for 18 years or so now, because I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly trying new things. And like I said, I was a really picky eater. Like 20 years ago, I wouldn't eat a fraction of the things that I'll eat today. And it's just because I did little steps to get myself there. So no, that's not exactly the smaller steps for me. That's what worked. And I don't like to be very, you know, I'm not going to be too constrictive on myself. I love to eat food that I love every day. So basically, I kind of just follow like an 80-20 rule with food, 80% healthy and 20% naughty. I mean, I will admit that I probably eat dark chocolate almost every day. But it's got good stuff in it, you know, but I just eat a little bit. My portion's small. Mm-hmm. I take my time when I eat it. I really enjoy it. The same with wine. I drink wine, you know, several days throughout the week, but I don't overdo it. And I also make sure I drink plenty of water while I'm having wine too. I have water and wine. I don't just have wine. So you got to enjoy yourself because that's part of life and living life and having good things. So, and enjoying food.
I told my wife at the beginning of this year, you know, we were both talking about, all right, you know, it's the beginning of the year, what are we going to do and how do we want to do it? And she was like, you know, we kind of asking me like, well, are you going to do, you know, like your normal thing, like, you know, the January detox kind of thing where you just like, you know, I'm not going to eat anything for a month. I will eat raw broccoli and drink water. And like, and not just like, like I was saying earlier, I can make it work. Sure. But like, by the time you're done, if you even look at a piece of bread, you gain 10 pounds and it's like, you just can't do that. So I'm trying to find these, you know, I told her what I want to do. I still want to do it. I want to drink beer. I want to do the thing, you know, I want to, you know, I live in Austin, Texas. Like I want to go walk across the street and have barbecue for lunch. You know, I want to do all these things, but like, just need to find a way to do those. And also, you know, stay true to, you know, at least a healthier approach to things. I guess, I don't know, is this maybe a good segue into like dieting or the exercising thing? How important do you think exercising is hand in hand with dieting?
Well, the exercise is great because it makes you feel good. I mean, we need it to, you know, strengthen our bones and to stay strong and to have really good stamina. I think if you had to, if someone made you pick one or the other, I would probably say diet would be most important. Good nutrition is such a must. And since we have to eat anyway, I think that's the best place to start. You have to eat. So why not go ahead and start making those changes there? And then, you know, once you start eating well and you're into that for a while, you know, it seems like one good habit leads to another. So probably exercise isn't too far, you know, from your goals at that point, because you're going to want to keep good stuff happening.
That's good. I think my plan is my wife actually got me a boxing bag. I'm going to put that up in the garage and that's fun. There goes half of my excuses right there. Cause I'm not really good at doing stuff at home, you know, like, sure. I could do the typical bedroom stuff, you know, the sit-ups, crunches, you know, mountain climbers, burpees, whatever, the stuff that's easy to do in your home. But I just don't, you know, it's like, you know, I just don't feel like it. You know, I got done working a long day, came home, the kids were kind of wild, finally got them put to bed. And like, what, I'm not excited to go and like do watch some YouTube video and do some jazzercise thing, you know?
I'd watch that YouTube.
I used to do jazzercise, by the way. It was a blast. Hey,
maybe I'm showing my age a little bit.
Oh my God. Me too. No, I know what you mean. I know. And you know, if hanging up that punching bag is something that seems like it's going to motivate you to get you up and moving around, then that's what people have to do. Whatever gets you moving and whatever seems like is going to be fun, do it. If you hate going for a walk, then walking's not your thing. If you hate, you know, jazzercise, or if you hate, you know, whatever, you know, typical exercise routine, that's not for you. So finding what is for you is what works. I have a hula hoop, for crying out loud, and awesome. I love it. And every now and then I'll grab the hula hoop and I'll just start going to town with it because it's fun. I get to feel like a kid again, and my abs are burning after a few minutes. So to find something that's fun. Yeah, you have to find what you like. And punching and boxing is really good stress relief. So
yeah,
nothing wrong with that.
Okay, so the key, because one of our questions here was how do you stay motivated? Yeah. So would you say a big key to that is doing something that you actually look forward to?
Oh, absolutely. If you're trying to do something that you don't like, you're not going to stay motivated to do it. So finding something that you really enjoy doing, something that I can't wait to go punch that punching bag. I've just had a rough day. It's going to make me feel so good. Definitely is going to help with your motivation. So everybody struggles with motivation. I definitely do. I think most people do. Even diehard, you know, fitness enthusiasts are going to have dips. So definitely finding something you love to do, even when you feel like you're in a slump and you're tired or just don't feel like you're in the mood. If you just remember how good, if you just try to force yourself back in that mindset that you're trying to build with your healthy lifestyle and just make yourself remember how good it feels when you're done, then that's going to help get you. I'm like, okay, just go do it for a minute. Just do it for a minute. And then before you know it, 20 minutes have passed and you're sweating and you're pumped and you're having, you know, you're having fun and you're doing something great for yourself.
So Daryl, I know you've mentioned a couple times you have a treadmill there. Is that what you're doing now? Do you like doing that?
I don't mind. Well, on occasion, see, that's like, I haven't been on there in at least 2 weeks. I was doing good 3 days a week. And then I was tired after work and after supper and I didn't want to. And then the next day I just didn't want to. And then I just didn't want to. So
that's the thing. Like how do you find something like, okay, in this position where I'm in, and Daryl's in a similar place, like, you know, you come home, I've got two kids, he's got three kids. It's like, what do you do? Like I don't do anything until the kids are in bed. And at that point I'm like, I'm done. Like, you know, the exercise I'm going to get is World Quest, running around and stuff in game. And I know that's not real, but it's like, how do you find motivation when you just don't have any energy and your time is limited?
Yeah.
My wife goes to work.
I know.
And, you know, and I'm like, all right, it's 9 o'clock at night. What, you know, like, I'm not doing anything. I'm done. I'm just done.
Yeah, I know. And I have the same struggles. Trust me. I mean, I have not perfected this. I am still, I'm probably going to be on this journey for life. And, you know, I've got to just get up early in the morning and work out and get it over with. And I'll do that for a while. And it's like, and then as soon as it's really cold, I don't want to get out of the bed. So I know it's tough. And then when you come home, I like working out after work because I can let off steam, but then once you get home, there's distractions. So it's hard, but you have to prioritize yourself and you have to, if you got to find that me time for yourself, some way, somehow, even if it's, you know, at 5-10 minutes at a time, a few times a day, whatever you can do. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like if you have young kids, is there something that you can do with them that is like getting you up and moving around and, you know, you guys are being active together, perhaps, and something that you can do together. And then they're also getting a good exercise also with you. So, you know, it's hard, especially when you have young kids. I get it because I've been there and I have a busy schedule and you just have to find it. I mean, like I said, every day I have to find it and I struggle to find it a lot of times. And even if it's just 15 minutes, I'm going to take it and I'm just going to say, okay, I'm going to pound this out for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And if that's all I do, then that's better than not doing anything.
Right.
So I've said this, I am not an all or nothing. So I'm not like, if I don't work out for an hour, I have wasted my time. That is absolutely not the case. If you work out for 10 minutes, you did something great for yourself. So, you know, again, those are those smaller quests. Even if you just say, if I can just start working out 10 minutes a day, then before you know it, you're going to figure out, you know, that you also have 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So, but just starting in that small time frame that seems way more doable than looking for 30 minutes.
Yeah, I like that. I like that something is better than nothing because a lot of times you'll feel like, well, I can't do this, you know, the whatever video it is, right? It's a 30-minute video. Well, I don't have time for that. So, I mean, you can still take 10 minutes to do something.
That's right.
Yeah, you mentioned the morning thing, like that's another thing I've been thinking too. And my wife and I actually talked about this yesterday. Like, okay, well, both of us are like tired after work and everything, and making supper and everything. You know, we don't want to do the exercise in the evening. We're not motivated in the evening. So, okay, well, maybe if we get up like half an hour early in the morning and then we could exercise then, you know, before the shower or whatever, and before we get ready for work. So we both agreed to that. And this morning, snooze, snooze, snooze.
Man, that's the worst. Yeah.
And the first thing she said, "This isn't going to work, is it?" No.
So I know. I know. It's hard.
Happened today.
I mean, holding yourself accountable is hard. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Plenty of people are morning people, and they have success with that. For me, like, the snooze button is gigantic, and the button where I turn my alarm off, like, I can't even find that half the time. So I'm just like, all right, I guess I hit snooze here.
I know. We all just need those alarm clocks that just start, that jump off the nightstand and start bouncing around the room, and then we have to go chase them.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I used to do that. I put my alarm on the other side of the room.
Yeah, so I used to too.
I've done all the tricks, man.
Yeah, I know. It's hard, and it's like, I know, trying to find somebody maybe that'll hold you accountable, like, I don't know, like, and I've thought about this too, like, is there somebody on social media that I could say, okay, you and me, 6 a.m. tomorrow, we're going to tweet at each other and make sure we're up and doing what we're supposed to be doing. You know, finding someone to help you, hold you accountable. Cause you know, especially if you're trying, you know, with your spouse or and that sort of thing, and you're both snuggled. And if one's snuggled, the other one wants to stay snuggled too. Yeah. So yeah, I know. I get it.
We have started one thing in our guild Discord. We actually have a channel that's for the fitness stuff. And as much as I haven't really taking advantage of that, it's super awesome to see this place where, you know, we got all these people in our group that are in there, you know, talking about successes and failures and, you know, picking yourself back up and good job and all this stuff. And it's just like, you know, it's not full on accountability, but it is a support system, and it's really cool.
That is awesome. I mean, that's like a little mastermind group that you have going there. I mean, that's really a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, and the way that, you know, we use Discord, and so the way that it's set up is that you can create as many channels as you want. So you just create a text channel that's dedicated to that, you know, and that if people don't want to see it, they can turn it off. They don't, you know, you don't have to see it. It's really neat.
Yeah, it is. And it is.
That's awesome.
It is working. Like, it is working for me. I've lost 8 pounds since January when we started this. So it's about a pound a week, but that's about all I plan to lose anyway.
That's healthy. That's perfect. Yeah. That's awesome.
So it is.
Yeah,
it is working.
It's unrealistic that we see all this stuff, like the TV shows and everything, where people are losing, like they'll weigh in and it's like, I lost 15 pounds this week. And I think that's great, but that's just not real. You know,
it's not. Yeah,
you can do that, but it's like you're kind of going to pay for it. You know, and like I said, I have no problem losing weight, but you gained it just as quickly because there wasn't a long term solution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's because it's not, if you do something, and a lot of it's just, you know, water weight and that fast, quick, especially if you've never,
brisket weight is crazy.
Yes.
Tacos, exactly. Man. Taco weight, it will kill you.
It will. I know we actually had, we splurged. We went to our favorite barbecue place tonight. It was 50 Cent Wing Night, so we had to go.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, they have the best wings. So, yeah, you know, exactly, 80-20. I mean, I ate good the rest of, you know, the first part of the day, so we went and had barbecue. So
yeah,
I
like, well, okay, if you know you're going to do that for dinner, then plan it out to have salad for lunch or get some reasonable. Yeah, there's ways around it, right?
Absolutely.
So do you think the fad diets are a good jumping off point? Like the, you know, like I was saying earlier, you could do no carb, South Beach, paleo, keto, like all this stuff. Do you think that's even a good place to start? Or do you recommend, maybe like you were saying earlier, pick one thing and change that until it becomes normal, and then pick another thing and change that, and then do it until you've made these long-term changes?
I think that for me, I think that personally that works way better. I don't like to do anything too constrictive, and that just, you know, this and know that. I certainly will never do a no carb or a super low carb diet, because we get energy and fiber from good carbs and our bodies really need that. Some of the diets are probably not, you know, too bad. Like South Beach is probably a good one, because it's Mediterranean based, I think. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good food options that are really good for you, and that are, you know, that are kind of tasty also. Paleo may not be, you know, too bad, because you get to eat a lot of vegetables. Anything I think that is just, it's meat and anything that grows from the earth, I think. So, So that one's, you know, not too bad, but I don't like no carb and low carb. I mean, my brain would just turn to fog if I didn't have good carbs throughout the day. So, you know, those kind of diets are not my cup of tea. But with that said, if somebody is just getting started and they have absolutely no idea where to start or what to eat, if they can find one of the healthier diet plans that are out there, it's probably a good idea for them just to kind of get them acclimated into some kind of healthy lifestyle, some kind of healthy eating habits. But for me, taking it slow and just making little changes has been a huge thing for me for all these years now. So that was my way to go.
Awesome. Yeah. I think I already am feeling like my wheels turning just having this conversation, because I always go to extremes. I always go, okay, mm-hmm. You know what? I'm sick of myself. I caught a glimpse of myself in the reflection of this window as I walked by and it made me sick. I can't believe I've gotten to this point. Oh my God, fix it now. Okay. All carbs gone. Get out of, you know, like, and it's like, you can't do that because it's just not going to stick.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And the negative talk too. You got to throw that away. You got to love your, are not in our best health. Even if we don't feel our best or don't feel like we've, you know, kept up the best choices that we wanted to, we have to love ourselves anyway, no matter what, because that is going to help keep you going. As soon as you, you know, get yourself in a mindset where you're just like, oh, I'm terrible. Look at me. You know, you're just going to feel worse, and mm-hmm. You don't want to feel worse. You have to be your best, you know, cheerleader. So you've got to, you know, put those good thoughts into your own brain and repeat them and make sure that you make yourself, you know, a top priority.
So when it becomes more about healthy eating and a healthy lifestyle, then you become an advocate for yourself. If you're not focused on the weight loss like that, I believe that will come in time if you're making the changes and doing and eating better and trying to make the movements right.
Exactly. I've always said this is kind of like because I used to, I mean, I'm a girl and we're very focused on wanting to, you know, we see images and we see what we think we want to look like or we should look like. And a lot of times it's obviously not realistic. People don't really look like that. And that's okay. So, but you want to still be fit. You want to feel good in your clothes. You want to look good in your clothes. But ultimately what you really want is to feel good. And so what I've always said is, taking care of yourself and eating well is great. And then looking good and having that physique that you ultimately want to have is ultimately just going to be a side effect of being a healthier person. So focus on being healthy, focus on living to 110 years old, focus on waking up and feeling like you got the stamina to do anything and take on anything. And then you're just going to naturally look the way you want to look because you're taking care of yourself and you're doing it for the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, this was good. It's
all right.
Because like I've had some success here, and like I did have a week where I went up, but quickly corrected that. But it's just the motivation to keep going. So I have done some of the changes that you've suggested, like the small changes or the smaller portions. Like I love my cheddar with Ritz crackers. Like it used to be like my bedtime snack, and I'd have like four big pieces of cheese and eight Ritz crackers, like right before bed, like every night. And it's like, well, no wonder I keep gaining, but I still like to have that every now and then. But what I've done, I've cut it in half from what I used to have. I'm like, I don't need that much. Like, what there am I go. Gaining?
And don't eat it right as you're going to sleep.
You know, I still do that.
Yeah.
not every night. And it's half what I used to. Like, so I was like four Ritz crackers and two pieces of cheese. You know, It's significantly different.
I just picture you with a box of crackers and a big block of cheese.
that's not far off, man.
Cheese
is so good.
Once you find a vice or something that you like, it's just like...
Oh, and I've been doing that for years. I love that. That's my favorite snack. Like, it's so good. But yeah, so I've done that.
Yeah. Well, that's good too. And another thing, like for, and Ritz crackers are so good. They're so buttery and just yummy. And, but I've trained myself to really love Triscuits. They're like my favorite cracker now. I don't like the big square ones, but I like the thinner triangle ones. And okay. So I eat those. Those are my cracker of choice now. They only have three ingredients. They got fiber. They're not terrible for you. And I mean, we're with you on the cheese. We like the extra sharp white cheddar. Oh, yeah. So good. So good. But so we, you know, we have our cheese and eat it too. definitely. But, you know, I just picked that, you know, better cracker that it's going to fill me up faster than the Ritz because it's got fiber in it. And so it's a little bit of a healthier option, but I'm still eating that cheddar cheese that I love so much. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I might, instead of having the cheddar cheese, I might get a little wedge of Laughing Cow cheese that doesn't have a lot of calories.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, it's creamy. Oh, right. And it's
yeah,
good.
Those are good too.
Yeah. You know, yeah. It's really good. The Triscuit with a little smear of the Laughing Cow and then pop a turkey pepperoni on top. So
oh,
good.
Oh, sounds awesome.
So good. Yeah. So, and then, you know, it's really decadent and it's tasty and you get salty and creamy and crunchy and, but it's not terrible. It's, of course, it's not the cleanest, healthiest thing out there either.
Right.
But it's better than some alternatives. So like I said, 80-20.
There you go.
I think, like you're saying too, though, like some of this stuff sounds like you can buy it pre-portioned or pre-packaged or whatnot. So you're not sitting there like, you know, with a block of cheese trying to decide exactly how much you want to yes. gnaw on this thing. You know, like.
That's it. That's it.
Nice.
Awesome. Right on. Daryl, do you have any other questions or points?
I don't think so. But this was good. This was, you know, a few other tips to try and help stay on track. And it was good.
I think you could talk to just about anybody about health and fitness and weight loss, and everyone can say like, oh yeah, you know, cut soda from your diet and do this. And it's like, but the truth is you gotta find what works for you. And I think one of the key things you said tonight though was about, you know, about making smaller changes that you're going to commit to that are going to stick, and then, you know, doing things that you look forward
enjoy,
to that
yeah.
are that otherwise yeah. otherwise the motivation is going to be, you're going to struggle being motivated even doing the things that you like.
Yeah.
So you gotta stay in that zone.
Yeah. So you gotta start with what you do like, because if you don't like it, you're definitely not gonna do it.
How many times have we bought a gym membership and all of a sudden you're like, gosh, man, I need to cancel this thing. That's money in my pocket.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You can buy some good cheese with that gym membership
money. Exactly. Now you're talking.
And then burn it off with that punching bag.
There you go. Yeah, I gotta get. That's my. What I plan for this weekend. I think is find a spot in the garage for that.
Yeah.
Well, if you are looking to get a hold of us, or you want to add anything to this topic, or just have questions about future topics, you can reach us at our Discord server, and I believe that is discord.me/ttd, or you can send us send us an email at thetrainingdummies.com.
Hit it. It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you have for some shout-outs this evening?
Definitely Miranda for coming on and joining us tonight. Really, really appreciate you. I know you got a lot going on and you had a busy schedule and we had to work out some of the timing, but really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I had a blast.
Awesome.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Yeah. Also to Daryl, for he's gone on a little bit of a scheduling spree and it's been really awesome to have some of these really great topics and these really great guests. And to again, I'm going to say to Allie and Mudsley for stepping up into the tanking roles for our Friday Night Guild. It's been really nice to finally be able to get back into DPSing again, and that's been really fun and kind of competitive to get in and show Daryl what's up. What do you got, dude?
Well, Miranda, again, of course, big thanks for coming on and helping refocus our efforts and some good tips that we can definitely apply. I'll definitely be using some of these, so thanks.
You're welcome.
Definitely want to give a shout out to everyone who is participating in Team Crab Fit. I know there's quite a few people who are in there every day. You know, and like Robin said earlier, your successes, failures, you know, what's working, and it's good. It's a little sidebar from our regular guild activities, and it's good to see people having success with this. And it's not just a weight loss thing. It's a lifestyle change to become healthier. So it's really good. Big shout out to everyone in that. Miranda, do you have any shout outs?
Just thank you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I had a really good time. It was fun talking to you and, fun. And, I love talking about this stuff. So, you know, I geek out on it. So I had a great time. So
it's
thank
good.
You.
I think the gamer community could benefit from being more of having an open conversation about the fitness. I know people who are into it are really into it, and then other people are just like, nah, whatever. And I think it's just good to keep that conversation going.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, before we wrap this up, Miss Miranda, where can people reach you if they want to ask you questions about this or any of your other gaming life-related stuff?
Yeah, the best place to find me is on Twitter, at Miranda_Blue, BLU. And you can visit my website, MirandaBlue.com, if you want to read my blog posts on all this fun stuff with a geeky, gamey twist. And stay tuned. I'm going to be turning that blog into a vlog soon, and I'll have some videos on YouTube, fingers crossed, hopefully by the end of March. So people don't like to read, so I got to get these videos going.
Right up. Well, that wraps up episode 156 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!